What's wrong with American healthcare? I'm Eric Boehm, and for the new season of my podcast, Why We Can't Have Nice Things, I've been thinking about some of the biggest headaches in the American healthcare system. The symptoms, those are usually pretty obvious. Prescription drugs are too expensive or not available when you need them. Thousands of Americans die every year waiting for a new kidney. Or maybe it's as simple as you just can't find a good doctor in your area. But the diagnosis, that can be a bit trickier. So for the past few months, I've been talking to the doctors, the medical professionals, and activists who are pushing back against the special interests, government contractors, and bad laws that make the American healthcare system such a mess.
Physicians are confused, and you know, our ethical obligations are in direct conflict with the law.
It is a very pernicious law that seems very small and ineffectual on the surface, but that infiltrates every aspect of healthcare.
So I think the key message here is monopolies don't work, and government-funded monopolies are even worse.
And the treatment? Freer markets, more innovation, more transparency, as Mark Cuban, founder of Cost Plus Drugs, explains in our first episode.
The problem is the lack of transparency, because if there's no transparency, then they can charge you whatever they want, and you don't know if you're being overcharged or not.
Join me for that conversation with Cuban on Thursday, September 5th, then come back over the next 5 weeks as we bring you more stories about how the government is making Americans poorer and sicker, and how we can cure those ills. It's Why We Can't Have Nice Things, a Reason Magazine podcast. Season 1 is available now. Season 2 coming soon. It'll be available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever else you get your pods.